All right, little update time. Okay. So, how are you? Oh my god, my fan is getting on the mic. Hold on. There we are. Okay, cool. Anyways, that is my chest. How are you guys? Wanted to make a little update, talk about some personal stuff that has been going on with me, because I figured there is no better place to do that but Patreon, and you guys deserve to know. You guys are my biggest supporters. Some of you may have realized there was a very like big and short burst of audios on like Reddit and on Patreon, and then I was kind of gone for a bit, right? Let me just drop these little things in my nose. Sorry, my nose is all fucked up. Anyways, had a really good start to the last month. February was a great month, at least the 15 first days. February were really good. I'd say the first 10, actually. I was ahead on audios. My writing sessions were being really productive. I was... felt like I was going in a direction that I really liked with my content. I made an SFW audio I was really proud of. The ghosty one. And after, I did some free stuff as well, because I had a little bit of time. You know, I was, like I said, I was ahead. Ended up alone in my house one day. Recorded that one ramble fap with the toy someone got me, and it was lovely. It was fun. So decided to even like post that publicly, since I had a few audios recorded. But some stuff has been happening, and it has kind of fucked me up a little bit. I'm going to explain what without giving too much information away. Basically, I live with two of my brothers, and... my mom.
Right.
So, for anyone that doesn't know, well, actually, for most people that don't know, I have some like family issues. Actually, it's pretty obvious, but the fact that I make mommy content, but anyways, whatever. Mom's an alcoholic, and also kind of bipolar and crazy. So she had a psychotic episode, started breaking a bunch of shit, broke a bunch of my shit. Not like audio related stuff, but a lot of my personal things she broke. Threw a phone at the wall and shit, just really crazy, like throwing chairs at people and walls and hiding knives. It's really dangerous stuff. So, had to put her in just like a rehab clinic, because she was drinking. This usually happens when she has a little relapse, I guess you could say. Yeah, she was sober for a long time, but that kind of fucked me up a bit, because I don't really drive, so we had to get someone's car to go do all that. And my brother. Me and my brother couldn't really work on the stuff we usually do. We work together. And it was a really stressful time. My mom was going crazy. She got transferred from one rehab clinic to another. And then from that one, people were like, we can't deal with your mom. Your mom needs a psych ward. A straight jacket and some meds was literally what a psychiatrist told me. This person needs serious mental help. So we did that. Found a place. She was sober for a while. But Brazil fucking blows. And they released her. They gave her medical discharge 4 days later after she was saying that she was playing poker with dead people, like Kurt Cobain. Literally. She said she was playing poker the other day with Kurt Cobain. The guy who died in like 1992 or something. I don't know. Anyways, fucking off of rocks, right? Completely off the rails. Crazy as shit. So, we gotta pick her up because me and my brother are legally obligated to, because we are the ones that put her in there to get treatment. And she got out of the car moving. She just got out of the car. We were in traffic. Couldn't really do anything but like park the car and go fucking chase her. But it was kind of too late. Kind of lost her. And she has been missing for 3 days. So that kind of fucked me up with the last upload of Patreon. I know I shouldn't be laughing about this kind of shit. It's fucked up. I get it. It's like humor is kind of a way for me to cope with things. And I did say I wasn't going to share too many details. Trust me, this is me not sharing too many details. Just wanted to give you guys like an overall view of the situation. Mama crazy, trying to deal with it. You know, we were doing the most we could, just paying all of her bills, doing, you know, what you do with alcoholics, helping them as much as you can. Ain't working. So right now, what I'm doing is I'm busy as fuck trying to find a new house to move into. Thing is, I'm a broke 20-year-old that got fired a couple months ago and has been working on different shit ever since. So there's that. And it's all good. It's not like we're not going to have enough money to do it. We got everything besides from all the shit that my mom broke. For anyone that doesn't know, Mama and my family, we all worked at a bakery, our own little place, and she ended up breaking most of our equipment. It was around like 5K in debt. And not in debt, in damages. Sorry. It's pretty fucking early and I haven't had any sleep. So there's that. So I'm kind of moving again. I know for people who have been here for a while, you guys heard a lot about me moving back in November of last year. I'm moving again. It's been fucking rough. I'm going to keep up with uploads. I am going to. I want to let you guys know that I may have uploaded an audio a little late. That shit, everything that's happening is not going to stop me. I'm going to try my damn best to keep up with uploads, keep improving, making free content still. Actually, the free content might be only like one or two uploads a month. I'm not sure I can do more than that. But yeah, like Patreon is not my full-time thing. It's not where I make most of my money from. And even though I could say fuck it, you know, can't really do this right now, just drop it, just, you know, freeze Patreon. I'm not gonna do that. I love doing this shit too much. I really have a lot of fun with it. I really enjoy it. I've had some issues with creators recently, but that hasn't stopped me from having fun, and I think that's what's most important. I'm still having fun doing this. And yeah, it's not all you're having fun, so it's fine. it's a lot of fucking work, yes, but still, I have fun doing it. I have fun working. I have fun improving and learning and teaching other people and helping them. And just being here, being a part of this community for me is fun. Stressful, but fun. So, wanted to give you guys that update. Update's been given. And yeah. I hope you guys have a fantastic March. Hope everyone leaving their house, get in a bag, or at least trying to get one. Thank you so fucking much for your support. We are growing. And it's thanks to people's support that that's happening. And I'm really thankful. From the bottom of my heart, I am. That's about it. I don't really have anything else to say. I think. Yeah, I'm chilling. Anyways, drink some water. Go out there. Chase your goals. And tell someone you love that you love them. That's all. Bye-bye.